Tonight's Chabura is sponsored by Sid and Sandy Goldschmidt, Lezecha Nishmas Moshe Ben Simcha, and Chana Bas Meir. This Chabura is also sponsored by my mother, Lezecha Nishmas, my grandmother, Zissel Bas Rivka, my uncle, Amnon Ben Tzvi, and my grandfather, Tzvi Ben Eliyahu. It's good I remember my grandma. Huh? It is, but you wrote Avi. No, it's a Shiloh, it's Tzvi Hirsch. They tie it. Tzvi Hirsch is what his name was, but some people call him Tzvi Hirsch, but not for the Chabura. We'll talk about that. Okay. Rabbi said, last time we spoke about the Tosfos that discusses the Stira throughout Shas, whether or not Kimli B'Durabinei applies in a situation where the Misa and the Mammon is bidestinational. There's Misa to one and Mammon to another. So there are Stiras throughout Shas about this topic. Our Gemara in Sanhedrin takes it as a Dover Pashit, that if it's Misa Lezeh or Mammon Lezeh, if it's the Edim were being made about the Nefashos about other Edim, and they were causing a Hefsid Mammon to the Baal, so then Avada they're chayav to pay, and you wouldn't subsume the Mammonis within the Misa, or Pater the Mammon because of the Misa. Kimli B'Durabinei will not apply in such a situation. Yet, the Gemara, by Rodef, the Gemara says if you're chasing after another person, and you were Meshaber someone else's Kalim, Gemara says, B'damim Kadanu, with his life, he was Kona those Kalim. Kimli B'Durabinei, even though there, really, it's even a chiddush because you call that Misa. So the Gemara says, yeah, because he could be killed right there. He now acquires all those vessels and those cars that he crashed through the fact that he's Chayav Misa B'damim Kanu. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Ayin Beis. We'll see in a second. Again, the Gemara says, in another scenario, the Gemara says, if you're Sorif Hesa Eved Vesa Godish, that's next to it. So the Gemara says, Kimli B'Durabinei. The Gemara says, even though it's bi-destinational, it's owned by two different people, the Gemara Bava Kamma. That's what the Gemara said within Reish Lakish, who holds Esho is not Chayav Mishum Chitzav, but Esho is Mishum Amono. The Gemara says, Kimli B'Durabinei will still apply. Why? Didn't our Gemara say that when it's bi-destinational, Kimli B'Durabinei doesn't apply? So came along Rabbeinu Tam last Sugya, and Rabbeinu Tam said, I'll tell you the simple understanding. Rabbeinu Tam says, the klal of the Gemara is that Kimli B'Durabinei applies even if it's by destination. Even if it's Mammon Lezeh and Misa Lezeh. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, the difference is our Gemara was talking about a very specific case. A specific case of Edom Zomamim. Edom Zomamim, it's not sufficient to give them just the more severe punishment. Because the Torah says, Kasher Zomam Lasos Li'achiv. Their punishment is what they intended to do to their friend, to their brother. And if you're only going to give them the more severe punishment, so then you didn't deal with the other brother, the person that they caused a hefsid mammon to. So that's what the Rebbeinu Tam says. Our Gemara is the unique halach. We pointed out in last week's Chabura that there were Rishonim in the beginning of Makos that held not like Rebbeinu Tam. And we proved that must be Rebbeinu Tam disagrees with this. The Ritva and the Ramban at the beginning of Makos, they held that part of the reason why Kimli B'Durabinei exists, it's not just arbitrary, and it's not just random that the Torah says, you know what, Bezdin, have some rachmonis. Once the guy's dying, don't punish him the second punishment. That's one pshat to understand Kimli B'Durabinei. We don't punish the less severe when we're going to get more severe. Have some rachmonis. Let him go with an extra dollar in his pocket. It's not the Pshat, says the Ritva on the Ramban. Ritva on the Ramban say, when you get the Misa, it's Nichlal, it's included. It's as if you paid the lower punishment. It's Ki'ilu Shilem, says the Ritva. So therefore, comes along, if that's the case, so that's what we suggest last week, that Lechora, this Rabbeinu Tam, is clearly not agreeing with that. Because this Rabbeinu Tam is saying, you need to fulfill Kasher Zomam Lasos Li'achiv. And you didn't take care of that. You still have a Hefsid Mammon. You still have something that you intended to do that you didn't pay for. And that Rabbeinu Tam says, that's the only case where Kimli B'Durabinei is not going to apply. Apparently Rabbeinu Tam understood. Kimli B'Durabinei means we give him the more severe punishment. We give him the capital punishment. And we let him off the hook for the other entity. for the other lower punishment, and it's not included in the other punishment. So we pointed out at the end, we went very quickly last week, I wanted to slide it in, but I'm going to show you where it comes from. It's a beautiful Ktzos HaChoshen. If you turn to the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes this idea of Rodin. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav, you see where it is? Abe's not here. We got to count on our own. But it's easy. What? Yeah, five lines down in the wide lines. Thank God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us an easy one. Amar Rav, the second word on the line. And I am Beis Amud Aleph. Habo b'machteres. A guy is sneaking into your house through the caves, through the underground, in the middle of the night. V'notal kelim. And he took some of the vessels in your house, took some vases and some silver, viyotza, and he left, and he made it out alive, potter. He's not obligated to give those objects back. Can you imagine? He stole in your house, he mamish snuck into your house, and he's exempt from paying that. Why? Says the Gemara, my time of what's Rav's rationale? Bidomim kananu. Literally translated as what? He bought those vessels that he snuck in and just grabbed out of your cabinet with his blood. What does that mean, bedamim kananu, with his blood? The risk he took. Since the Torah tells us that if somebody sneaks into your house, haba lahargacha hashim ata lahargo, the Torah believes in self-defense. The Torah tells you that if someone's sneaking into your house, you could assume he's coming to kill, and he's going to defend himself, and he knows that you're not going to have rachmanos on him, and he's got a gun in his pocket, so you can kill him. Okay? No one should paskin la'alacha based on that, but that's what the Gemara is saying. So says the Gemara, so he's chayav misa at the time that he's coming in his house. Anyone right now is allowed to kill him. If anyone right now is allowed to kill him, he's like a person that now is getting capital punishment. That what? That now, if there's a dine mamonis, if there's a chi of dine mamonis at the same time, simultaneously, that's the klal of kim libid rabbinim. That's the idea of Rav. So then the Gemara debates, the Gemara goes on the next line, Amar Rava. I think, for those of you that want to, I think we should be here in the next Shemitah, Mitzvah. Amar Rava, Mistabra Milsa de Rav. Rav makes sense, Bishashiber. When you actually stepped on the vessels when you were in the house and you broke it, and now the Beis Din wants to say, does he have to pay for the damage he did or not? So the Beis Din says, no, Kim lived the Rabbani, he was Chayav Misa at that time, he doesn't have to pay. But says Rava, what? Aval Noto? But now this guy, he's walking around the community with my stuff, that's my shirt that he's wearing. That was my favorite shirt. He's gonna walk around. He took it up. Those items are intact. He could just walk around because he was Chayav Misa at that time. Rava says, I don't buy that. And then he says, well, Elohim Amarava, you not. So there's a bit debate between Rava and Rav. Gemara goes on to say that what? Even though Rava disagreed with Rav, when this happened to Rava, and someone snuck in to his house. So if you skip down, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines up from the bottom. Second word on the line is Rava. Rava, are you with me? First word on the line is Benara. Rava ignivule dichri b'machtarta. Rava didn't have a good ADT system. Rava got mugged. Rava, they snuck into Rava's house, and they dug a tunnel, and they went in there, and what happened? They wanted to do tshuva. They wanted to do tshuva. Ahadrinu nile. They wanted to give him back the kelim. What happened? The loy kablinu. And he didn't accept it. Why? Amr hol v'nafek mipumi derav. No, even though I disagree with Rav, even though I think if the vessels are intact, I think that you should have to give it back. Rav's the God of Ador. Rav Paskin. Kimle b'drabmine. You were Chayav Misa at that time when you came into my house. Happened to have not got there in time. I wasn't able to kill you. But if I would have met you, I would have killed you, says Rava. you were kind of those items with your money, and therefore, you're Yotze. I'm not going to accept it. Comes along Tosfos, look at the bottom Tosfos. Dibur Maschalo. We learned last week that even though Beis Din can't obligate you to pay the lower punishment, to pay the monetary obligation when it's simultaneous with another capital punishment, but Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, the Gemara says, Esnan Afilu Baal Imo, Chayav Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, even if you slept with your mother and she gives you an Esnan, so what? It has a Shem Esnan. Even though he's Chayav Misa for sleeping with her, there is some sort of transaction there, and there is a Chiyuv to pay the money, even though Kim Lebe Derabmane would apply. So the Rishonim learned from there, you see, that even though technically there's an exemption from Beis Din obligating the second punishment, but you, the righteous thing for you to do, is even though Beis Din can't, you should offer the payment. So ask Tosfos if that's the case. Why didn't Rava accept the Kalim back? Why didn't Rava allow these Chozrei B'tshuva to do their tshuva and repent and give back all the vessels that they stole? Tema ha-machayiv lotzeis yidei shamayim. Like the Gemara of Mitzia Tzadi Aleph, which is the Gemara I just quoted, of Esnan Afilu Baal Imo, Kaveyachoysen Bar Vedoshba, the Esnan Aser Torah Afilu Baal Imo. It's apparent in the Gemara that there's a Chiyuv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, even in a situation of Kimle. The righteous thing is to still give the money, even when you're exempt through the higher punishment. The Yeshleimar, the Kan Lohayu Rotzim Lahachzir, Elim King Yischaibu B'dinei Adam. So Taisus gives a typical teretz. Taisus says, you know what the answer is? Rava knew that these guys only wanted to give it if they were actually, according to the laws of Beis Din, obligated to give it. But if he knew that they weren't interested in going with Nimishur Sadin, they weren't interested in going above the letter of the law, they weren't interested in going to the Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, so therefore he didn't accept it, because it was chayshish that maybe they don't have das to give it, and they thought they were obligated, so I want to stay away from any gezel, from any obligation, I don't want it. I don't want it in such a situation. Comes along the Tzeis HaChayshin, and he quotes Amar Shah. And he says as follows. Everyone has Lektos? I sent Adi a picture of the new Ktoses, but Adi likes to go with the old Masorah with the old Ktoses. So he, Baruch Hashem. I'm just going to say again and outside what the Maharshal says. The Ktoses is very shocked at the Maharshal's statement. Again, the Gemara and Rashi says the following. Even though Kimle B'Derabinei applies, even though a person really should be exempt from the lower punishment, the Gemara tells us, even in a situation of Kimle, Chayev Latzeis Yidei Shamayim. You should really give the lower amount, the money, Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, to go above the Abed of the Law, to be Yotzei the court of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maharshal, that's only in a scenario where you're not going to get the capital punishment. But if you're going to actually be killed, and you got Hatzra, and Beis Din is going to administer the capital punishment, then there's not even a Chiyuv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim. Comes along the Ktzeis HaChayshin, and he says, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevi'is. He has no idea what the difference should be. Kim Lebe D'Rabmanei is Kim Lebe D'Rabmanei. The Gemara tells us that Kim Lebe D'Rabmanei is not contingent on Beis Din carrying out the capital punishment. The Gemara tells us even if I did an action b'shoge, by accident, that potentially could have obligated me a Misa, I'm putter on the mamon. That's the din. We could talk from deal to tomorrow. There's Gemaras. A Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Lamed Hey. That's a Gemara. Tana de Bechizkiya. That's a Gemara. So why should it matter whether or not you got the Misa or you didn't get the Misa? The Chiyuv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim should exist. Meman of Shach in both situations. If it's real, it's real. Says the Ktos, I don't understand the Maharshal, but I can give you a raya to the Maharshal. I can find you a source to the Maharshal. What's his raya? Let's see the second paragraph in Chav Ches. The end of the first column. Omnam nira divrei Maharshal muchrochin. Even though I think this is prophecy and I don't understand it, but I have a raya to it. That's intellectually honest. That's saying, I don't understand this. I might disagree with it, but Shas sounds like it. What do you mean? V'hu the Sanhedrin daf ayin beis rava igniv lei dichri b'machteres. The Gemara we just saw. Adrinu nilei v'lo kiblu. He didn't accept it. Ho v'nafik b'pumi the Rav since Rav Paskin, the B'damim kind of knew they were chayav misa. The hikshu b'taisis, and Taisis asked, Kaven d'chiv u'lotzi s'idei shamayim, since there is an obligation to go above and beyond, amaylo kiblu. So why did Rava do? It's like Rava did something not incorrect. He should have accepted it. Allowed them to be yotzei v'lotzei s'idei shamayim. V'tirtzu shehem lo haya machzirin elam mishum shayisurim shebedin chayavim la'achzer v'lo ratzei lo yitzimayim. U'lekach lo kiblu. Agkan. V'hine. Ask Tosos. Ask the Tosos. What the Tosos said? Rava didn't want to accept it. Rava didn't want to accept it. Why? Because maybe these people, what, were only thinking that they were obligated to give it. They didn't know the halacha of kimle b'drabanan. I, Rava, I'm a Talmud Chacham. I know that technically, al pi bezdin, they're not obligated to pay the monetary amount, so therefore I'm not going to accept it. That's why I'm not going to take it out to the chiyuv l'tzitzis shemayim. If you look carefully at Rashi and B'Metzia, that says that there's a chiyuv l'tzitzis shemayim in a case of capital punishment, and kimle b'drabanan, Rashi doesn't stop there. Rashi says, and the person that was damaged, if he goes in on his own and grabs the money that you owe him, and he's tofis it, it's kosher v'yosher. Bezdin can't say anything. So ask the Ktos HaChoshen, what do you mean Rava was nervous that they were only giving the money because they thought that they were obligated through court, and that's not really the case, it's only a chi of Latzis Tidei Shemayim. Rashi says, Tzvitza works! So what's better? If, Rava, you can go into their backyard and take the vessels back. So Avad, if they're offering it, even if they don't know what the halacha is, that's less than tfisa. So what's the Bechlal Tosos talking about? That's what the Ktos asks over here. V'imei l'shit, that's Rashi d'mahani tfisa. Im kein afilu lo ratzu lo tzidei shamayim. Lama had Rava. Even if they didn't want to go above the letter of the law. Rava, you can grab it from them. So why did Rava not accept it? Basa de Kabla. Kaven de Mahani Tvisa. Tosos says, I don't understand the answer of Tosos. I don't understand the answer of Tosos. Avalefi Mashakosava Marshal. Deloy Mahani Tvisa Elahechi Deloy Avdina Nachumra. Avalecha Davdina Nachumra Kagoin Bemezid Vasra. Ein olam shum onesh acher b'dinei adam. V'im kein, haba b'machteres, avdinan le'achumra de'ein lo damim, v'rishoin laro goso, v'ein olam shum chiev tashlumin. V'af al gav denitzo v'loy nerag, lo yavesh kishoyeg, ele komoy mezid u'b'asra u'barach. Dizevadai kol din mezid olav. Kevin de kvar nischayev ba'achumra, mashe enkem b'shelo ba'asra, o bizman hazeh. Says the Ktos, I'm going to explain to you what happened over there. Habo b'machteres is right now able to be killed by everyone. You don't need a bezdin, you don't need anything, you just take out a gun and shoot him in the head. Says the Ktos, that's as if you killed him. That's not like a case when he now makes it out. That's not like a case where Bezdin's hands are tied and they don't have the ability to carry out the capital punishment because they're missing something essential of what? Of Hasra or of Drisha v'Chakira of the Edim. No, it's all there. Kill the guy. What happens if you have the ability to kill the guy and then the guy runs away? What would be with Kimle b'drabanan there? Says the Ktos, it's as if you gave him the capital punishment. If it's as if you gave him the capital punishment because we were already right there and he was allowed to be killed and he took the money at the time that he could have been shot. Says the Ktos, that's an example of what? Avdina Nachumra, as if he got the more stringent punishment. So if the Marshal's right, that what? You never have an obligation, latzis yidei shamayim, in a situation where Bezdin is carrying out the capital punishment. So says the Ktzos, so too in the case of Ababa Machteres, where he was practically able to be killed, and if Rava would have been there on time, Rava would have been able to shech these guys. If that's the case, then what? There is no chiv latzis yidei shamayim for these guys. So Rava, says the Ktzos, Tosos reads like a charm. Rava wanted to make sure not to take it if they thought that they weren't obligated. Because there is no chi of latzis yidei shamayim. And tfisa wouldn't help over here. Because here it's as if these people got the chumrah and got killed and got the actual capital punishment. Why? Why should that be? 1 second, let me just finish. Why should that be? So now we understand the full picture. The Marshal is obviously assuming not like our Rabbeinu Tam. The Marashal is assuming, like the Ritva and the Ramban, that Kimle B'Durabim means one is subsumed under the other. If you ask me, did I pay yet? The answer is yes, you did. Even though your bank account was not reduced and there's no debits to your account, but through the capital punishment, says the Ramban, it's Ki'ilu Shilim. It's as if you paid the mummonis as well. So now you have a question for yourself. If I already paid, can anyone argue that even in a religious shamayim dika court, is there a chiyah for me still to pay? No. There is no chiyah of latzis yidei shamayim on things and checks and bills that were already paid. That must be the way the Marshal understood. Like the Ramban and the Ritva, argues Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. But if you understand, like the Tosfos, and our Rabbi Tam and Ksubis, that understands Kimli, but the Rabban has nothing to do with subsuming anything under anything else. It's two chiyuvim that Bezdin can't. Bezdin's hands are tied. They can't obligate a second chiyuv. So then, you have the approach of the Ktzos, so you don't understand where this is coming from. But even though he doesn't understand where this is coming from, it explains a Tosfos and a Sugya in Sanhedrin and the Fayin Bezim and Aleph. So our machlekes will actually have ramifications halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh in situations where avdina nachumra ababa machteres, where you can view it even without a bezdin that he was actually chayav misa. Practical case: a guy, a Russia, is sneaking into a house. He could have been killed, and now he takes home some property. If you would follow Rava the Gemara, you can't even take the money back. What happened to Lutz and Shemayim? What happened to Tfisa? What happened to the fact? No. According to the Marshal, there's no Tfisa, there's no Lutz and Shemayim. Here's a case of where capital punishment exists as manazeh. But according to the Ktzos, why not? It's Kim Levi Rabbani. There's always a Chiv Lutz and Shemayim. He obviously didn't understand, like the Ramban and the Ritva, and he was obviously coming from more of a format like the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, Jerome. Yeah. 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 Misa? When he walks out of the house and he no longer, meaning the Gemara says that when you walk into the house, so then the Balabais, he knows that the Balabais is going to defend himself until he leaves the house. So once he leaves the house, he's not a threat, and then you can't kill him. Yeah. So that's the machloikis between the Rishonim, how to understand Kimli B'Rabbani, which ultimately is a machloikis, how to understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, how to understand the Gemara in Makis, and ultimately going to have ramifications with Manazeh in cases of Vav Machteres, in cases where Lo Avdina Nachumra, where we don't have Misas Bezdin, with Manazeh, how does that relate to Kimli B'Rabbani? But in order to finish, which I'd like to do right now, to finish the Sugya, I'd like to try and complete and understand all of the answers of the Rishonim. So again, so we had a contradiction throughout Shas. Our Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is why we're stemming, because the main sugya of Sanhedrin is Kimli B'Drabimine Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, when you have a bi-destinational Misa and Mamon to two different individuals, will one be exempt from the other, will the less severe be exempt of the other if it's bi-destinational? Our Gemara says absolutely not. Kimli B'Drabimine only applies when it's with one person. However, the Gemara is by what? The Gemara by Rodev, when you're running after and you crash some cars as you're being chased, when you're running after someone to kill them, and even if it's car of someone else, I'm putter for the damages. So why am I potter for the damages? And we said the Gemara Baba Kama, if I kill the Evet, and I'm Soref Es Agadish, and I also do damages at the same time, so why am I exempt? Why am I exempt over there? That's by destination. So Rabbi Natan said very simply, it's not true what we said. Rabbi Natan says, Misa Lezeh Umam Lezeh is potter. Kimle B'Drabine applies in such a situation. Edim Zomamim is the difference. Edim Zomamim is the Yotzim and Aklal, and that has ramifications to his understanding of Kimle B'Drabine, as we discussed in the beginning half of this year. The Odom Rabbi Natan, let's go back to the Tosling Subas. It's the third to last skinny line. The Odom Rabbi Natan. Dal Karchel Chuliyama Misla Zev Tashvum Zev Potter. This is a strong kasha. What's the source for Kimle B'Drabine? How do you know that you're not obligated to pay the monetary obligation when you have a misa obligation? What's the parsha of lo yason? Situation where you hit a pregnant woman. So the Torah says, if the woman does not die, so then you have to pay the monetary amount of the fetus, the Dmei Vlados, right? However, which might be the source for abortion not being Chayav Misa for Jews as opposed to non-Jews. However, if the Torah says, Im Yason, if you hit the woman and she dies, so then you don't have to pay for the Dmei Vlados. Why don't I have to pay for the Vlad, for the fetus? It says, because Kim Leib Derabine, because I'm Chayav Misa, Chaz Chayav Misa. Ask Tosos, one second, who gets the money for the fetus? The Baal. So ask Tosos, that's Misa Lezeh to the woman, and Mamon to the Baal, to the husband. So of course you got to subscribe to my opinion, that Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, has Kim Leib Derabine. That's the source of Kim Leib Derabine. That's the pasuk that teaches us this club. Meloyi Asom, first of the wide lines. V'hotar ma'be misa li'isha v'tashmu in the Baal, shavlodo shalo. So Tulsa says, not so fast. I could get out of that kasha. Why? Abe already said his teretz in the first chabura. But Marie, de'enu raya, de'hosam kevin shavlodos him, begufa isha, chosiv misa v'tashmu in get le'echad. Even though the husband actually is getting the money over here, but it's all in the woman's body. That's considered misa tashlumin lechem. You could also say a different pshat. It's true that the husband at the end of the day is the one who gets the money. But how is the husband zochet to the money? Maybe it's through the isha. It's really her vlad. It's in her body. She's the pipeline for the husband to get the money, just like when I make money, when my wife makes money, technically, halachically, I own that money, because I own her ma'is yadayim. So maybe the only reason the Baal gets the vlados is only through the Isha, so it's much better than just being guf echad. Who's the mezakeh here? Who's the one that delivers the money to the husband? The woman. So that's misa umamon, bechad. That's chad gufa. So Rabbeinu Tam's pshat over here, and his kasha from the pasuk is not such a great kasha. There are way outs from that kasha, and that wouldn't be an earth-shattering proof. So let's skip the next two lines. V'riva Omer, it's four lines down in the wide lines down in the middle of the line, and this is a new pshat. Exactly the opposite. The Riva takes the stira throughout Shas. Again, our Gemara and all of the rest of Shas. When it's bi-destinational, Misa Lezeh, Umamon Lezeh, does Kim Leib D'Rabbanei apply? Rabbeinu Tam says, of course it applies. Ah, don't ask me kasha about Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim is different. Our Gemara is different. Our Gemara is a Yotzim Naklal. But the Klal is what? Misa Lezeh, Umamon Lezeh is Potter. Kim Leib applies. Proof positive, Tosfos says, the mucker, the source of Kim Leib D'Rabbanei is by Vlados, which is Umamon Lezeh, Misa Lezeh. Says the Riva, Pumfaker, the opposite. Really? Misa lazeh umamon lazeh is always what? Chayef. There's no Kim Leib D'Rabbanei. If you have a bi-destinational punishment, Misa to him and Mamon Chayef to him, says the Riva, it really does not have Kim Leib D'Rabbanei and you have to pay the monetary punishment in addition to the Misa that you're going to get. Not so fast, Rabbi Riva. You have some explaining to do. What are you going to do with the case of a guy chasing after another guy to kill him that he crashes into a car? And it can even be a car of someone that's a bystander on the street that has nothing to do with this case. Why am I potter on his moment when I'm trying to kill this man? That's misa lezeh o mamu lezeh. How does the Gemara say? By rode v'achar chavero, that if she bears a chavis afilu shalacher, even the enem's chavis, I'm potter, I'm exempt. Sounds like misa lezeh o mamu lezeh is potter. Kimle d'rabanei applies. And what are you going to do about the Gemara Baba Kama? About killing the Eved and the Godish or someone else? How is the Kimle d'rabanei applying over there? You said misa lezeh o mamu lezeh. Our Gemara is the cloud. Our Gemara is the cloud. Says the Riva, I'm going to explain to you. This is fascinating. The Riva Oimer, Debechol Mako Misa Lezeu Tashlumen Leze Chayef. Kimle doesn't apply, you have to pay them off. The Eved Kofuslo, the Rodev Shiny, the Nitain Lahatzil Lechol Odom, the Chayef Misa Lechol Ha'ol. Af Lebala Eved, Ulebala Kalen. Ulahachi chashiv misa v'tashlumin le'echod. End of Tosfos Rabosai. How did the Riva defend himself? He said, don't ask me questions from the case of Rodif or from the case of Eved. Because what am I doing in both of those cases? I'm trying to kill an individual. I'm trying to be rotzeach someone. What's the halacha when a person is being rodef after someone else? I'm running after someone to kill him. What's the halacha? Someone else could what? Could kill me. Not only someone else could kill me. Everyone else could kill me. Even the person whose car I'm crashing into in the process. He's part of it. If he was around, he could kill me. Says the Riva, that's not misa utashlumin. L'shnei bnei Adam, he is allowed to kill me. And it's his money that I am damaging. That is an example of what? Mito tashlumin le'echot. That's classic Kimle. Also in the case of Eved. Who is allowed to kill me? The Bala Godish. The Bala Kalim. He's allowed to kill me. So it's Mito tashlumin le'echot. So he solved all the problems. Really, in the case of Sanhedrin...
Why is it allowed to kill him at that point? Without Bezdin.
He's a shliach of Bezdin. You have a chiyuv that if someone else is trying to kill someone else, you represent Bezdin, you should now administer capital punishment and save my life. There's really... I don't want to get into it now, Adi. It's a real other shir. But there's a long briskerov that discusses that there are really two dimensions in what the third party is doing when he's coming and killing the rodef and stopping him. On the one hand, he is saving the life of the nirdaf, which is a chi of hatzala. But says the briskerov, there's another dimension to what he's doing. He's actually acting as a shliach bezdin to carry out misas bezdin. It's unbelievable. Like, what's going on in those split seconds, says the Briskerov, is two different aspects, and they don't always have to coincide. And there might be situations, like on Shabbos or whatever it is, I'm not going to get into the details now, that one might exist without the other. It's for another shir. We're going to talk about Rodef. Right. Same idea as the Bama Akhteris. You need to know that's the other Nafsha. However, there might be a few different...
Everybody?
A baba machteres is habala harachacha. You can self defend yourself, but someone else, right?
Unless it can be considered as a rodef by doing that.
Right. So that's part of the Briskerov's discussion is what the difference between a baba machteres that's just trying to kill this person and a rode and a stam rodef. But yeah, in theory you're right. So comes along the Riva and he says, Misa l'chad u'tashlum l'chad. So it's not a question. So everybody said, what did Rabbi Natan hold? Well, this is a beautiful teretz. Mm-hmm. All these cases, all these gemaras, were all Misa v'tashlum l'chad. So now let's flip the kash. So what did Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan says, no. Misa l'zeh umam l'zeh is always potter. There's no klal of kim l'zeh not applying by destination. I have gemaras all over. But, Rabbi Natan, you're wrong. All those cases are misa tashlum and lechad. Anyone could kill them. Rabbi Natan agrees to the din of rodef. Rabbi Natan agrees to that the third party can save the nirdaf and kill the rodef. That's not their machlekes. It's a gemara. So what's the Rabbi Natan holding? I'll tell you what the Rabbi Natan is holding. Rabbi Natan is holding that the definition of Misa Lezeh doesn't mean that you can kill me and punish me. Misa Lezeh is what? Is on the Nirtzach. It's on the person that's being killed. I owe my life to him. Not that someone else could kill me and carry out the punishment. You see, the Riva is ignoring the person who's being killed. The Riva is ignoring the Nirdaf. And he's saying, what's Misa Utashlum and Lechat? Means the person you're damaging also has the ability to kill you. Says Rabbi Natan, whoa, that's not what we were talking about here. The Gemara's example of Misa Lezeh is you owe me your life. You know why? Because you tried to testify and kill me. That's something against me. That's something I own on you. Misa Lezeh, you owe me your life. The Riva is saying, this has nothing to do with owning your life. What owning? Owning life? Who? You owe money, you don't owe life. Misa Lezeh, who has a bailus on life? Misa Lezeh, says the Riva. That's not the answer, says the Riva. Misa Lezeh means who can carry out the punishment on him. So you see, the Riva and Rabbi Natan are focusing on two totally different things. Is Misa in terms of carrying out the capital punishment, or is Misa in terms of owning one's life? Rabosai, stay tuned, because this Svara of Misa Lezeh will have tremendous ramifications in other sugyas up and coming. The fact that what? That when you kill me, it could be that the reason why Bezdin kills you is like a Shibud Mama. You owe me your life. And you might even be called a Baldover. You might even be considered like a person in a Mamanist litigation that you own something in this situation. That this is actually a litigant. In this, and maybe his krovim are still possible because they are nogeya bedover. This is like he has what to gain, and you owe me your life. Misa lezeh, literally, misa is lezeh. The misa that we're going to kill you with is lezeh. Whereas the Riva is saying, no, misa lezeh means I was able to be the shliach of Bezdin to carry out the punishment. Comes along the Rashba, quoted in the Shittim Kubetzes in Ksubis, and he says the following. In every case, he takes it one step further. He says, every case of Misa LaShamayim, for instance, on Mechal Shabbos, he says, and takes this Rivaz Svara, takes it one step further. He says, that also is Misa Umamun Lechad. What's the classic case of Kimle, the Gemara in Bava Kama? I lit up the Gaddish on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos. So I damaged someone's property, and I was Mechal Shabbos to Hashem, right? Says the Rashba, you know why that's Misa Utashlumen Lechad? Because everyone in Bezdin is obligated, Ubiyarta Arav Mikirbecha, to get that person and punish that person for the Avera that he did. So therefore, your Chil Shabbos is like a Misa to that person that you burnt up. He's like that third party that's saving the Rodev that the Riva is saying is the Misa Tashmum Alechad. He's taking and extrapolating that to every Chi of Misa. To every case of Chi of Misa, the Rashba's extending it. This Svar of the Riva, of who's Chayav to kill and to administer capital punishment, and he's obviously saying a Chiddush to Rashba. He's telling us the title of this Chabura. Who's obligating and administering capital punishment? So everyone will answer Bezdin is. Mm-hmm. But why is Bezdin obligated? Not only because Bezdin is our shliach, but if you want to know who's obligated in carrying out capital punishment, it's Adi Regev, it's Mark, it's you, it's Jerome, it's everyone. Everyone is chayiv in carrying out Misa's Bezdin. Bezdin happens to be the one that's going to be the Meicher Chametz. They're the one that's going to carry it out. They have the tools. Fine. But if you ask, the Minchas Chinuch writes like this, if you ask who the chiyuv of Misa's Bezdin is, it's on kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael. I have the obligation that those that are evil are eradicated from Klal Yisrael.
But who's the shofet? I'm the shofet and I'm the...
So I'm not practically the shofet.
No,
but
no, at that point in time.
What do you mean?
I'm judging and saying, Yichayavita.
Yes.
I'm deciding that.
Yes, but...
By myself.
Yes. No, 23 Dayanim are deciding
that. No, not 23. I said, at that point... I have to
no, once we go through the court case and we realize that he's Chayav Misa, so now that Chayav Misa exists to even the Baal HaGodesh,
okay.
To even the Baal of the straws, because it's his Chayav, says the Rashba. Wherever Rabbi Isai, if that's the case, I had a Chiddush today in Yeshiva when I was preparing for this Sugya. I think it all comes full circle. Hear me out for the last 5 minutes. I think it might be Emes. If you remember, we started off the sugya with a very, very problematic Rashi. Why is this in Ksubis? Why is this quoted in Ksubis? The Gemara talks about the following statement from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said that if a person eats truma, which the Gemara in the beginning of the third parak of Ksubis was discussing, that a person eating truma is chayav misa bidei shamayim. So the Gemara is within the opinion that Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim, Kimle B'drabbinei also applies to. So what happens if you're eating Truma, and simultaneously at the same time that you're eating Truma, you ripped a person's sweater? So the Gemara discusses, Kimle B'drabbinei should apply in that situation, and you shouldn't have to pay for the sweater. So Rashi jumps up over there, and Rashi says, what happened to the Gemara in Sanhedrin? On Daf Testament Beis? It's Misa Lazeh, Umamun Lazeh, it's not one entity, so therefore what? That should be Chayiv. Kimli B'Rabbanei doesn't apply, Rashi says. Comes along Rashi and says, oh, you know what the simple answer is? We started off with the most simple answer, says Rashi. This concept of Misa Lazeh, Umamun Lazeh, is a machlekes. And Rav Ashi didn't buy into the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Testament Beis. Simple answer, Rashi says. Rav Ashi has a different shita. Ultimately, Rashi will help you within the world of Rashi to also deal with all the complicated questions in the rest of Shas that the Rebbe and the Rebbeinu Tam had to resolve with their analysis. Comes along Tosafot and says, are you joking me, Rashi? Are you serious? You're going to call a case of what? Of eating truma and ripping a sweater? Misa lazeh? Umamon lazeh? Says Tosafot, that's utterly ridiculous. Why is that utterly ridiculous? Says Tosafot, I have a Mishnah in Baba Kama that is the source for Kimle B'Drabbanei that says what? If a person is Mechalal Shabbos and he burns up someone's stalk at the same time, the Mishnah says Kimle B'Drabbanei. And you're going to tell me Rav Ashi and Amora argues with that Mishnah? Says Tosos, I don't even want to deal with this Rashi. This is a joke. This is Narishkeit. What machlik is Rav Ashi? You shouldn't have opened up the sugya. Sanhedrin Testament Beis has nothing to do with Ksubis. There might be some other Gemaras that Tosafot says we have to resolve, like Rodef, like Eved, like Baba Kama, Baba Machter. Fine, there might be other sugyas, but Achila Shtruma, it's got nothing to do with it. Because that's a Misa L'Shamay. But I thought for a second, maybe Rashi holds, like we just suggested from the Rashba, Al Derech the Riva. Maybe Rashi holds the way you define Misa Lazeh means whoever is obligated to carry out the punishment. Not who's owed the life to, not the Nirtzach, but who's ever obligated to carry out the punishment. And the Riva said, in a case of Rodeh for Ritzicha, everyone is obligated to carry out the punishment to save the guy, or to administer punishment. And says the Rashba, in the case of Chilul Shabbos, and every case that you're Chayav Misa, who's obligated ultimately? Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael. So maybe Rashi held, don't ask me kashas from Baba Kama. That's a case of Chayav Misa's Bezdin. Chayav Misa's Bezdin is what, by definition, is always Miso Momen Lechad. The Baal HaGodesh is also Chayav to kill you. Bezdin's this guy Shliach. So Rashi's not going to be bothered by the mission of Baba Kama. Where did Rashi say a Misa L'Shamayim and a Momon L'Zeh is going to be not Kimle B'Drabbanei, according to Rav Ashi, is going to be a Machlekes? That's Misa L'Shamayim. That's a situation where he's not mechuyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the misa when it comes to truma. That's where Rashi says Rav Ashi disagrees. But Rav Ashi would agree in a case of misas bezdin, al derech the riva and the rasba, that every chiyuv misa, misalis, that means whoever's obligated to carry out the punishment. And I am one of the members of Klal Yisrael that's obvious, that's obligated to carry out the chiyuv misas bezdin. So exactly the way the riva approaches the din of misalis, and the way the Rashba extends that to all capital punishments, perhaps is the Yishuv for Rashi, for Tosos, obvious question against Rashi. How does Rashi deal with the whole sugya of the Kimmel and Dramini? How could he say something so utterly ridiculous? Rashi made a distinction between a Misa of Hashem and a Misa of Bezdin, even if it was an Aveira done against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Rashi defined Misa Lezeh as the person administering the punishment, as opposed to the person who is going to be killed, Yashikayach.